Okay, it was just the ad. Sorry, friends, as our phone goes crazy.
You have to wait for the actual little sounder by itself. Yeah,
yep,
but again, idea.
It's okay.
This is the last day that we are giving away tickets to Run the Race. It's showing exclusively in the Chippewa Valley at Mikon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls. And those ticket giveaways brought to you by our friends at Williams Diamond Center. And you guys both were there for that special Thursday night premiere.
We were, and I was so pleased to see so many people there. I mean, because, you know, it's a Thursday night,
yeah.
So it's a little off, and originally it wasn't supposed to start till Friday, but then they said, oh, let's do like a preview premiere kind of thing. So I was impressed to see as many people there as I could, including my wonderful co-host,
I came late, so I was in the front of that large section there at Mikon. And so I came late and had to leave early. So with that in mind, I want to go back and see it again. But I like sports movies.
Uh-huh.
And so even thinking today is the anniversary of the Miracle on Ice win and the great movie with Kurt Russell, I'm like, hey, that'd be a good weekend to go watch that. So and from that standpoint, but the drama in terms of a mom who died, a father who struggles with alcoholism and leaves his boys. And so there's the tension and the faith element. So yeah, I think there's a lot of helpful things in here for folks to.
Yeah, it was a great message, great movie. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. And we're not even really like a sportsy family, but we enjoyed it, the girls and I. We really did enjoy it. They
I'm kind of curious to what extent, because Tim Tebow was supposed to be on with Martha McCallum on Fox last night talking about, she promoted it as the story, like, how much of this ties into Tim's own story? Does anybody know?
I didn't see it, but were there any connection to the University of Florida?
Because yes, there are. Yes.
Then I'm guessing Tim factored in fairly heavily.
Yeah. Right. So I wonder his own story, right? Like,
right.
He was a homeschooler who did play high school football and then went on to play at Florida and had great success.
Yeah, in the Mets organization now, right? Playing baseball, too.
Right.
So maybe that's his next movie, is a baseball movie. But so what would you guys say in terms of a WIB wake-up show meter? How many stars or thumbs up are you giving this movie?
I want to give it like Bibles or passages or something.
I
thought it was 2 thumbs up. I really did enjoy it. And I like it because it was a movie that I could take my children to.
Sure.
Now, I mean, would I take like a 5-year-old? Well, no. You know, but my kids are just shy of 12 and 14. Their birthdays are coming right up. And I thought it was totally appropriate for them. And it led to a nice conversation in the car. And, you know, I mean... And the snarky side of me is like, see, kids, how good you have it. These boys, their mom died, you know, I mean, which it shouldn't be funny. But I'm like, you're teenagers. Appreciate me. So, no, I thought it was a great movie.
As a family, you know, I've got teenage kids and, you know, the idea of wrestling with your faith. I thought that was really good to see in terms of Zach, the main character, really wrestled with different issues in terms of his faith and ways that he had been brought up and in a good way. And so I really liked the relationship. He was interested in a young lady.
Yeah.
And I liked the way that the relationship was handled there.
And I liked the way that he was very upfront with wrestling with his faith. Mm-hmm. I thought that that was really honest and good.
Yeah.
You know?
And now is this something too, that, I mean, Bible study groups, youth groups, you know, maybe friends who don't know the Lord, a chance if they're sports types of people or just enjoy good films, something to take a friend with.
Absolutely. Yeah. Take a youth group. It'd be fun.
All right. Run the Race. It officially opens today all across the nation and here in the Chippewa Valley exclusively at Mikon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls.
Good morning, Western Wisconsin. So got a story from yesterday. So I'm out doing some driving and I'm parking. Getting ready to park across from location I'm working in downtown Eau Claire. And I see across the street from where we are, there's one car parked there, but there's some room. But it's going to require me to pull into at least the entryway for the drive at the Lismore and then just go ahead and back up a little bit.
Sure.
Sure.
That seemed like a good plan, but there was a car behind me. So I thought, well, I'm here already. So now I want to back up. So I start to back up and she honks at me. So, you know, again, I was a little bit flustered. I'm like, okay, well.
Was it a nice honk?
Well,
because there's different kinds of honking. There's a beep or
it wasn't
there's
overly. It was like, what are you doing? I'm back here. So she's letting me know. So then I still carried out the plan, you know, turned, parked. And I even said to myself, as she then parked into the various lot, I thought, I said to self, I said, keep your cool. Don't talk. Don't say anything.
Just don't.
But I get
quiet.
Out of the car and disregarded my own advice.
Usually when somebody honks at you, they just drive on and kind of give you that, what are you doing?
But
look?
this was, I was parking. She was parking. And she had, you know, a couple of different people in the vehicle with her. And so then.
Even more reason maybe not to
say
anything.
We kind of are indicating kind of non-verbally. She's kind of like, what are you thinking? And I'm like, I said, yeah, this is what I was explaining myself to her as an extrovert would do. And so, and a little bit of a distance between us. And then I hear her say to my explanation, whatever, I don't think it's a good idea. Okay. That was like Back to the Future saying, who are you calling a chicken, McFly? Okay. That yanked my chain, and I was surprised what came out of my mouth, and she was surprised, and I know thought I was weird when I said, what? It's not illegal, immoral, or unethical.
Current events, controversy, and courageous living right here in the parking lot.
Yes, there it is. And it was in three, right? So she then looked at me like, you're kind of goofy. And I think I said a little bit more, to which her friend then said, hey, let's just forget it. It's over. And I then accept, and it made it worse because I'm not positive, but I think her friend had a Vikings jersey on.
Oh. And her friend was the peacemaker between.
Yeah, and when I see a Viking, I mean, I don't know. You know, it just it doesn't bring out the best in me. So, anyway, but when it all ended, I saw her come back to her car as I went to mine a few minutes later, and we both waved at each other. And so that is my story yesterday. But I am sensing there is a little bit of road tension out there. Because
I want a shirt that says what I am doing is neither illegal, immoral, nor unethical.
Yeah, there you go.
Mark, yes. Do you have any idea how often in my head I'm saying, just don't say anything, just be quiet, just don't say anything, just be quiet. And then words start coming out of my mouth. And then... And then I'm always so surprised by what I say. It's you guys have no idea. Maybe, Mark, you do. Like, having a microphone in my face, it's amazing that I don't.
Oh, yeah. I tell people I'm nervous when I don't have a microphone. So, but, yes. So there you go. Oh. Take your own advice, Megan.
Oh, I'm glad everything's okay.
Be safe driving out there.
I'm
going to
laugh so hard if she's a listener and is like, dude, that was me.
I know. I thought myself, I'm glad I'm not a TV anchor because I'm not a TV.
Right.
How do those people make it, right?
So. Oh, goodness. All right. Thanks for sharing, Mark. It brought joy to my day.
Here's... Authentic, entertaining, and joyful. That's the show.
You know, and I feel like I've been to counseling, so thank you. I'll get up off the couch now. Well, I tell you what, there's different legislation over the years that's come out of California, like no-fault divorce, that I'm like, you know what? Why did you introduce that to the rest of the nation? But there is something right now we're going to tell you about coming out of Sacramento that I think is, personally, I think is long overdue.
Oh.
Yes, that's right. A California bill would allow roadkill as food.
I don't know if I would get behind that, but...
I think it's long overdue. Here we go. Roadkill for dinner is the idea behind a new state Senate bill in California. I like to eat at an area restaurant that kind of promotes their particular item as roadkill related. Anyhow, Montebello Senator there, Bob Archuleta, says that this bill would amend state law and fish and game code in the event of a car striking and killing an animal. The Sacramento Bee says a responsible driver, anyone who finds the remains, could apply for a free wildlife salvage permit within 24 hours. It's currently illegal to salvage roadkill, and it's the sole responsibility of local jurisdictions to remove dead animals.
Okay, so here's the thing. If I hit the deer and I see when it happens,
yes,
then absolutely. Mm-hmm. I want to eat that deer that I hit with. I mean, it's pre-tenderized, you know? But if I'm just driving along and there's a critter on the side of the road, I don't know how long it's been baking out there in the seat.
Okay.
But, I mean, if it's winter... I mean,
when we
cold,
hit a bear a while salted. Back, the officer who responded, wonderful, he was like, well, do you guys want it? I was like, not really. But he did offer it to us,
you know,
if we wanted it. But I've never really, you know, seen the splatter and thought, you know what? There could be something for dinner up here.
Here's my perspective, influence from Liberia, all right?
Yes.
Having been there, but having had friends from Liberia here driving with them in the car, and they would be like, why don't we stop and get, there's the animal on the road. So they, it wasn't even if we hit it, because from their perspective, that's meat. And
waste
from
not,
where
want
they're
not.
Coming from, right?
Meat is
yes, that
life.
Is hard
yes.
to get. And so
wow.
it's all a matter of your
perspective
I guess. Yeah. Right.
I just, you know, they start to blow up after a while and bloat and... At that point, they're just no good anymore, folks. Just,
yeah. Well, they're saying within the first 24 hours
okay.
in terms
but
of
but how do you know?
So,
does someone...
Yeah. Well, I guess in this particular legislation is if you're the okay. person who hit it.
Okay,
so.
Yeah.
Sure.
If I
hit a couple.
It, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
If I hit it, absolutely.
The ones I've hit, though, I have to say, I don't know. They didn't immediately just drop right there. So.
Oh.
And it's chase it down. I want free dinner.
And I don't know about you. I mean, I don't want your car collisions. No, thank you.
No,
right?
That's true.
One time shattered the windshield. Then yeah.
I hit a bird once, and that was like running into a feather pillow. I tell you what, hitting a bird, there are feathers everywhere. That thing, wow. It was impressive.
I'd never heard that story.
But there you go. Yeah. So, you know.
On that note. Enjoy your breakfast. So, I saw this very, very bright young man, much brighter than I was at 12 years old. And I was mentioning it to Hillary and Mark. And I said, can you really do that at home? Here's the headline. Schoolboy builds working nuclear fusion reactor in spare room.
This kid is like right up my alley.
This is. So he's 14 now, but just hours before his 13th birthday, he became the youngest person ever to build a nuclear fusion reactor.
I just imagine, like, my kids were playing with Legos. I mean, that was, you know, but what are you doing in there? Oh, just
nothing.
You know.
His name is Jackson. He's from Memphis, Tennessee. Evidently, he likes tinkering and tinker toys, and Legos were not enough. So using old parts that he bought on eBay, he needed some parents' financing.
Of course he bought it on eBay.
He took over the spare room with his project. It didn't come cheap, as Jackson's parents can attest. $8,000 to $10,000 over the course of a year on required parts.
Okay, that's a lot of Lego sets.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
so that takes a little extra income. But he said, you know what? I want to actually do something with my hands instead of spending all my free time playing video games. So using vacuums, pumps, and chambers, he then created a machine that is capable of smashing atoms together with force, which releases fusion energy.
Wow.
Of course.
Who thinks of that?
He's like Einstein as a kid.
He told Fox News, he said, the start of the process was just learning about what other people had done with their fusion reactors.
Right.
After that, I assembled a list of parts I needed. I got those parts off eBay primarily, and then oftentimes the parts that I managed to scrounge off of eBay weren't exactly what I needed, so I'd have to modify them.
Oh, I love him.
Time to come down for supper after your nuclear fusion project is completed. Wow.
Please never turn to the dark side, Jackson.
Yes.
We need you in the U.S. the U.S. Military affairs. Rather than consulting textbooks, he relied mainly on trial and error, as well as an online forum for amateur physicists. Now, his parents did give some oversight.
Yes.
And they said.
And some money, probably.
Yeah. A lot of money. His dad, Clinton, said, yeah, I had no real understanding of what exactly he was working on in there. But he said, we consulted experts to make sure they could tell my son how to do this safely so that he wouldn't blow up himself or the home.
That's good.
I love this kid.
Driven for a year to do this, and he accomplished it right before his 13th birthday.
Okay, so for those of you that don't know, I sit on the board for the Wisconsin Association for Gifted and Talented. This kid is right up my alley. I love him. And I've met kids like this that are just phenomenal.
It can be
love
done.
It.
Now
Absolutely.
We know. Jackson
and
proved it.
Kudos to his parents for just channeling it, supporting it, channeling it in a good direction.
Well, they figure rather than spending $59.95 a pop for every new video game that comes out, let's just give him money for eBay to buy nuclear.
You have a bright future in front of you. It might be because you're glowing on account of the radioactivity, but it's fine. You have a bright future
bright regardless.
In front of you.
I think the Defense Department wants to help put him through college, probably.
Right.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.